Time to talk some local football, and I'm joined by Joe Civello from the mighty Singleton Strikers. Joe, how are we doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How's the season coming along so far for the Strikers?
Things aren't too bad for the Strikers so far this season. It's been obviously a bit hit and miss in terms of weather and games being played. Like, we've only played 6 games so far when we should have played at least 10, so obviously the weather's affected us, but in terms of the first grade, it's not too bad. 3 wins and 3 losses, so we're there or thereabouts, still sitting in the top 4, which is nice.
Bit frustrating, as you say, if you're getting ready for the weekend and then all of a sudden they close the ground, you've just got to sit around and wait until you're next available. But hopefully the weather is starting to improve this winter.
Yeah, hopefully so. Like, we've had games that have been rescheduled and then rescheduled again, so you never really know. But like you say, you still prepare yourself the best you can, and hopefully you do get that kick in on the weekend.
Currently fourth position on the ladder. Is that sort of a reasonable expectation for where the season started to where you are now?
Yeah, I think, obviously we can always do better and like to be a bit further up. I think a few results probably haven't gone our way. We probably could have picked up a few other points here and there that would have seen us a bit further up the ladder, but as long as we're in that top 4 spot come finals time, then anything's possible.
And you guys were good for the player ranks this year. I know I've been speaking to a number of sports, and after the COVID break really of the last couple of years, it's been harder to get some of the regulars back, or have you guys gone all right in that respect?
Oh, I think all right in that respect. Most of the first grade boys are going around again. We've picked up the odd one or two here in first grade, and definitely the same in reserve grade in 18, so if anything, we've definitely strengthened over the year.
Oh, that's good. And today is Ladies' Day. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Ladies' Day today. So we're raising funds for ovarian cancer, similar to what we did last year where we raised funds for the National Breast Cancer. It's just a day where we sort of celebrate all the wonderful ladies in our lives. So, we put on a bit of a show for them, and with food and drinks and auctions and raffle prizes and, all that sort of thing, just to give, to say thanks to the ladies and, spectacle for them.
That's a great idea. So everybody get down to Civic Park this afternoon. Of course, you've got the main game is going to be against South Cardiff at 2:30 p.m. What are we expecting from the game? Obviously, you want to win.
Yeah, like you say, obviously a win, and obviously put on a good show for the ladies. They're turning out, so we should have close to 50 ladies there in attendance in the tent watching us. So hopefully we can put on a good show, get the result, and then, do a bit of a charity auction at the end of the day and raise some funds for obviously a good cause.
Joe, are there any sponsors that you want to mention for today?
Yeah, definitely. A big shout out to Orica. They're helping us today with our Ladies' Day event. They sponsored us last year and came on board again this year. So definitely a big shout out to Orica for their wonderful support. So thank you to them.
Well, Joe, well done to yourself and the rest of the Singleton Strikers. Certainly hoping for the win today, and good work on the Ladies' Day. Thank you very much for joining us to have a chat.
Thanks, mate. No worries at all. And go the Mighty Strikers.